Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the TMGS. I'm your host, Michael Gay. And we're back. We're back on live. At least I think we are. I'm trying to understand an issue here with Blog Talk. I've uploaded a lot of different songs, and unfortunately, I'm not able to pull them up, right? I'm kind of wondering about that. Why am I not able to bring them up? So, there's no intro. And now, the board is acting crazy. So, let me see if I can pull the board back up. And be able to see who's there. One moment. Then try this. See if we can get back on. Well, that didn't work. So let me try again. Let me try one moment. Okay, so I'm back to the studio and see if we got, okay, so here's my callers coming in. This is crazy that now the board is showing up. Now I can see the songs. So let me do what we normally do, you guys. And I knew this was going to happen. I knew there was going to be some roadblocks here and there, starting off on our first show. So let's listen to what we've always been used to listening to. Here we go. Here we go. Good evening, good evening. The time is now 7:04 on the East Coast, 4:04 on the West Coast, and you're listening to the TMGS. Yes, we are back. We're back on a holiday weekend. Oh, and I'm going to get into that holiday weekend thing in a moment. But welcome, one and all, and hope you're having a great day, a fantastic Saturday. And this is the TMGS, the Michael Gay Show, and we're an hour different than what we were from the other network we were on. We're at 7 p.m. right now, and it's not a two-hour show today. It's going to be 1 hour because we're doing kind of like a test run type thing, just see what happens. And just then, something happened. I couldn't pull up the music. So, but fortunately, it came up. The board came up correctly. And I'm just happy that we got it straightened out. I was hoping it wasn't going to be crazy. So, as always, let me welcome the lady of the house, Miss Janet Davis. How you doing, Janet? Welcome back.
Hey, Michael. Welcome back for you, too. Glad we're online, finally.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, finally. We're working on some other things now. You know, we're working on some other things. The live stream, we're going to try to incorporate that soon. But how's things been going for you? And happy holiday weekend.
Yeah, happy holiday weekend to you. I've been real busy today. I have company. And I had to go to one of my great grandson's first birthday, so we had to do that. So I've just been running since this morning.
Wow. Okay. Busy.
Then I have a cousin visiting from out of town. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, hello, cousin. If they're in the background.
Well, right now I'm in a room. I'm getting ready to look to see if I can find an MBA for him.
Oh, okay, okay, cool. All right, well, I see a couple of numbers on the board, and they're just staying muted. I guess they're just checking us out. The inaugural show, you know, where we're on our own. Almost like, who was it? On my own. You don't remember that song. Anyway, that was...
Yes, I do.
I'm trying to be fun. Okay. So, but this
wasn't
different.
That Michael Bolton?
No, it wasn't Michael Bolton. It was Michael McDonald. And,
Michael something.
Yeah. And also Patti LaBelle. Okay, so we're on our own. It is the TMGN, the Michael Gay Network. That's what Blog Talk listed as, okay? So, you know, I didn't realize that. You know, when you get your own show that they call it that. So I find it kind of interesting. And I didn't know that. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Oh, I'm sorry, hold on.
Yeah, I thought I heard
me?
Something. It didn't sound like you. Yeah, now I can hear you. I heard something in the background. But I didn't realize that that's how they listed. And I was like, wow, okay, cool. And I didn't know that... you know, I have, an hour every day of the week to do something, you know. So that's fantastic. All right, so as I said, without further ado, the only thing that has changed is our location. We're no longer with the JKN Network. We're no longer on the same phone number. Our number is 516-531-9861. And, hey, but we're still the same people, same show. We talk about the same topics, have great guests as usual. But let's talk about this one thing here because we only have an hour. I want to talk about what the president is telling people to do. This voting thing is getting out of hand. We're already dealt with this pandemic and still dealing with it. Still a lot of crazy stuff going on. And when you read the articles about where, in fact, what you saw or him do on his campaign thing about, you know, like wearing a mask for a man to wear a mask is like being a punk. You know, you talk about Biden. You know, he always got that mask on, you know, hanging and everything. But the CDC says that's probably one of the best things you can do when you're out in public. Look at what happened at Sturgis. The motorcycle event that just recently happened, what was that, last week or so, many individuals got the coronavirus. Now, many people say, oh, well, it's just like a regular flu. Look, the regular flu don't take out people like that. I'm sorry, I don't buy it. I don't buy it. This is not a regular flu. If you got the regular flu that kills people, which it has, or viruses, here's another one on top of that. So it just doubles the situation. It compounds it. And I'm looking at this, and I'm like, wow, the president's going to say that? You know, talk about that in that way? And then as this new story comes out about how he feels like people who died or were captured were losers, Did you read that, Janet? That
Yes, I did. And I think that was ridiculous. A lot of the generals were responding to that because that's something Donald Trump has been doing all along. You know, calling people in the military, like John McCain, for instance, who was captured, a loser, you know. And now he's trying to say he didn't say it. But tapes, videos don't lie. We
right.
know through his rallies and everything, and then to him being on TV every day, he says it. Every time you look around, he's saying something bad about all of my generals, he said. You know, when they working for him and kissing, then up to him, then they're great. Those are his generals. But the minute they say something negative, then all of a sudden they're losers. It's hard for somebody who never been in the military, then don't know anything about it because he ran away from it, but he gonna call people losers, people who give their lives on a daily basis for our freedom and democracy.
Well,
yeah.
I'm trying to think about what is his name? It's on the tip of my
one of the generals, Kelly.
Kelly. And where he went to when he went to Arlington, and Kelly's son is buried there, right? He died at the age of 29.
Right, they went to see his son's gravesite.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
and he said he didn't understand.
Donald Trump told him. He said, "I don't get it. I don't understand what the big deal is about somebody getting killed in the war."
Well, especially, well, the main thing he said was he didn't get why would somebody volunteer.
Right.
Volunteer to go fight. He didn't get that. And these are somewhat reliable sources. Well, according to what I've read, and I've read different stories about, these are sources that said that, yes, this is exactly what he said. You know, and we know how he had the bone spurs and everything, avoided being drafted. But wow, when you look at him doing that, and then look at him disrespecting that family whose son died, disrespecting John McCain. But then again, he wants to turn around and say, "But I love our military, our men and women." Dude, wait a minute. No, you don't.
Right.
And I said that because I'm like, I kind of wonder about the supporters. Are they not hearing this? And as you just said, audio and video don't lie. It don't lie. It's there. You know, this is really crazy with this president. Now, I want to jump to the election, the voting situation. Now, he doesn't want people to use mail-in ballots. But now he's telling his base, well, use the mail-in ballots and then go to a voting place and vote. Can you explain what sense does that make?
The sense is he wants it to be fraud. And so that's the best way to say that it's been fraud and it's illegal. Because why would somebody do something that's against the law to vote twice? But he's telling his people to go to make sure they're being counted, knowing that it's going to show fraud.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
fraud.
I think that's ridiculous.
Now, you know what that makes me think of? That makes me think of a woman who, well, a black woman who enrolled her child in a different district, right? You know that story, right? For school. And they put her in prison for doing that. You heard that story, right?
Yes.
Right. Put her in prison for, I forgot how many years they sentenced her for. Another one.
All because she wanted to have a better school for her child.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Better education. She got sentenced some time. It ain't like 6 months in jail. She got some years. And then you look at some of these stories of individuals that have committed pretty much, in fact, almost identical crimes. But the sentencing is just a world of difference. It's a world of difference. Another white woman did it. She got months. This black woman got years. You know, I mean, what is this world coming to? It's always been that way. It's always been, you know, unequal justice. But now it's becoming just more blatant.
It's more blatant, but we went from, they've always tried to keep the African-American, the black person down. We went from slavery to prison. So, you know, so they still was getting their cheap labor. You know, a lot of people didn't even realize they were free. And that's where the Juneteenth came in, because they were the last ones to find out that they were actually freed. You know, I saw videos where some of the, I guess, the nationalists, they want the United States to be really white. If they had anything to do with it, there wouldn't be any race here except for Caucasians. And I don't think that's right either. You know, why would you try to play to a base that is only thinking about them and nobody else? They're supposed to be evangelicals, but most of the evangelicals, they said, are in with this QAnon. And that's a cult. You know, they got all these conspiracy theories, and our president is a ringleader when it comes to conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
You know?
But he doesn't even look at regular. But what I'm saying is, but him to tell his base, as I said, to break the law. I mean, this is something that he said, that this is going to be a problem. It's going to be rigged when you start using mail-in ballots. But he's telling his own base, well, go ahead and do the mail-in. Now he's flipped the damn script. Use the mail-in.
He also have the Attorney General Barr thinking, that, you know, on national TV saying, it's okay. Or, I don't know the law in that state. You are the Attorney General of the United States, and you don't know the laws, voting laws of certain states. I think the law is the law, you know?
Right. But it's only the law for certain people in his mind. That's what it is. It's the law for certain people in his mind. That's how I feel about it. We're really in a sad situation, to be honest. We really are. And I'll be glad when November 3rd comes and it gets corrected one way or the other of what the American public really feels. You know what I'm saying? The Electoral College is what normally decides who's going to be our president. People are saying we need to abolish that. What do you think? Do you think that the Electoral College should be abolished and it should go by the popular vote?
Yes.
Because had it been that way, Hillary Clinton would have been president.
They're saying that because they have gerrymandered. The Republicans have gerrymandered the certain districts so bad to the point it would take where the suburbs might get five electoral votes, and the major city might only get two. You know, so that's how they redid the line in the redistricting, and that's not fair. That's why it used to be okay, the Electoral College, but now, because it's been gerrymandered, it's hard for somebody, a Democrat or a liberal or independent, to be able to win an election. They make it real hard.
I'm sorry, but for all of you that are tuning in or have tuned in, you're listening to the TMGS. This is our actually, I want to call it our first test show, you know, because I just want to see how well the audio is, and, you know, and I'm working with stuff here. We got other things that we're going to be bringing your way, but I just wanted to bring up some topics that are current events that have been going on. There's a lot of hatred in this world. There's a lot of hatred. There's a lot of anger. And I'm just really surprised at what this president is presenting. Now, he went to Wisconsin and didn't meet with the family, okay? And you know what family I'm talking about. The young man who was shot 7 times.
Right.
Didn't meet with them. Didn't talk to them. Nothing. I mean, what does that show you as far as?
Well, he met with the police department and other leaders, but not the actual family, you know. So if you want, how can you heal a country if you're always trying to divide it, you know? He's got the red states versus the blue states. Well, we going to have a civil war before it's all said and done?
Well, I've heard a lot of folks saying that that's what it's building up to, is that we're going to have a modern day civil war. And you know what? I do sense it in a way. I do sense that we're going to have a modern day civil war. Maybe not all out, you know, just in the streets. But if you look at some of the things that are going on, and I deal with stuff every day, and I'm going to be honest with you, every day on my job, people say stuff to people just like, try me, you know what I'm saying? And they know you can't respond back. You follow me? They know you can't say what you really want to say, but they test
right.
You, you know, every day they test you, especially on your job. They know they can get away with it. You look at the Karens, you know, that's a new term now. Here's a Karen again, you know, wanting to call the cops on you for this and that and the other, you know. And someone posted something on, a while back, and that's a good question. Why do, and I'm not saying all white people, so any white folks who are listening, I'm going to say just like they say, I have many white friends, and I do, okay? I do have many white friends. Hell, I got white in my family. But the thing is that when you say something to a person and you do it on their job and you know that a person wants to respond, but you know they can't because they could probably lose their job. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They could probably lose their job. I saw someone on the board that waved their hand. Go ahead and wave your hand again. I'll open up your mic. They could probably lose their job for responding in the way that probably wouldn't be cordial. But even if you were kind about it, just the fact that you responded could get you fired. You follow me? You ain't got to cuss. Just if you say something.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just because you said something to defend yourself, you could get fired from your job.
Wow.
And a lot of folks think, well, why take the risk? I'll go ahead and swallow my pride.
Right.
Am I right or wrong? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, it's I don't know. It's just a crazy situation. So I had pulled up a few things, and I want to finish up on this whole thing with the Donald Trump situation. So now, of course, he's attacking Biden. What did you think about the difference between the Democratic convention compared to the Republican one? The Democratic one was basically just, you know, recordings of individuals. The Republican was an all-out celebration in the Rose Garden. No mask. You ain't got to wear no mask. We're just going to go out here like the pandemic don't even exist. What did you think about that whole thing? Janet, you there?
Oh, I'm sorry. Mike, can you repeat that? I was talking to my cousin. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was asking you, what did you think about the difference between the Democratic hold on a minute. Someone's texting me. What did you think of the big difference between the Democratic convention or the Democrat convention and the Republican one, where everything that Biden and Harris did was pretty much, you know, distancing. I mean, it was a lot of video stuff and everything. When they were on stage, you know, together, they were separate 6 feet, had on their mask and stuff like that. And, you know, when they're close, you know, together. But then the Republican convention, here we are in the Rose Garden, you know, people seats right next to each other, just like you're at a concert, you know, and really no mask. There might have been a few, but really no mask at all. And I heard, I don't know how true it is, that some people that were at that convention, the Republican one I'm speaking of, did catch the coronavirus. What did you think about that whole thing for the President of the United States, who's supposed to protect us, would put on such a show? What did you think about that?
Well, I thought it was horrible for the President of the United States to take the people's house and have a convention where it was supposed to be against the law to do something like that because it's the people's house. And they came out on a balcony the last night. I watched every night. But the last night, they came out on a balcony like they were the king and queen or the pope, waving to the people. And then they come down, holding hands, coming down the stairs. And mostly everybody was so close together. There was no social distancing. And maybe 10% of the people had masks.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I thought that was ridiculous. For them to have fireworks and all of these light lit up boards for, you know, the convention and everything, you're not supposed, mm-hmm. I thought that was against the law. So I thought it was terrible. Then the other nights, it was bash every night. Bash, bash, bash. Trying to incite fear in people to keep them from elect, you know, or to get them to go to the polls to vote for him. Because he says for the suburban housewives, you know, it's like the blacks are coming, the blacks are coming, like the Russians are coming, the Russians, that's how I felt, you know, because that's all he keeps saying. We're going to invade their neighborhoods and tear everything down and burn down their houses, you know. And so for someone in the 21st century to believe that, I think it's ridiculous.
One moment. I'm trying to respond to someone who is texting me. And I want them to chime in if they get a chance. 1 second, I'm sorry. This is what happens when you have your inaugural show. And that's true. Unfortunately, that is what's happening. For it to be where you're going to really run as, you know, to have your second term of putting fear. What really gets me is that when you see these videos that their campaign is running and claims this is Biden's America.
Antifa. Right.
Okay. This is Biden's America. Every one of those videos is what's happening right now in Trump's America.
Right.
How do you get away with that shit? I mean, how do you actually, you know, I'm thinking of Jim Jones, that Donald Trump got people drinking that Kool-Aid.
Amen.
You cannot make a video of the future. You follow me? You cannot make a video of the future. If Biden
this
wins
is
the president
on his watch. Period, point
right.
blank. It's on Donald Trump's watch.
That's my point. You cannot make a video of the future. It's not here yet. But they're getting away with this shit. And I'm, excuse my language, but I'm like, I know folks I work with be like, yeah, Donald Trump is right. This is what Biden is going to do. I'm like, you do realize that video was from like 3 weeks ago, right? You know, Biden's not the president. You do realize that's what's happening right now on this president's watch. And you are sucking this in?
That's right.
I don't get it. Get the ignorance. It's crazy. It is truly crazy. But people are eating it up. Okay.
Yeah,
so.
I don't get it either. But you do have so many people who don't do research. They just listen to one particular station, and they don't even call that Fox News anymore. They said that's Donald Trump's station. And Fox News right now is in fear that Donald Trump, if he loses, he's going to pull out and go on his own. And so they're going to be without, you know, because didn't the head of Fox News die of that station, and his sons took it over? But ever since he died, I forgot his name, Murdoch or something, I don't know. Anyway, the sons let Donald Trump take it over. That's why he calls in every single morning.
Well, now, recently, though, but recently, Fox News, and I saw the video where Fox did call out Trump based on him bashing the military, which we were speaking of. But Fox News did run a segment on that, which was kind of surprising. They had a guest on, and I watched it. I had a guest on that said, you know, this is what, you know, individuals said that the president had said about people serving in the military. They're losers. When you called McCain a loser, when you called Bush a loser, and remember that Bush, not Junior, but Bush was shot down, okay, but he wasn't captured. He was shot down, but he called him a loser because he got shot down. I mean, but your ass had bone spurs. You didn't even get on a plane. You didn't do nothing.
He never had surgery or anything. That was just an excuse to keep from going into the military. His father told him he would disown him if he went into the military. And Donald Trump, in turn, told his oldest son the same thing. If you,
well, what do you think
that he would disown him.
Now, what do you think about the comments of the sister? And who is it, the niece?
I think she's telling the truth because she did, you know, she said she was going started to say something before he became president in 2016, but she didn't think anybody would vote him in. So she was shocked when it happened. She was sitting on a pile of evidence that she just didn't tell anybody about it until this news reporter kept coming to her, asking her about, you know, giving her some of the information. And so she finally gave the information up. And that's why basically the Southern District of New York got a lot of stuff on him, because she gave them everything. She didn't even realize how damaging the stuff was that she turned over.
I find it interesting that she turns it over, and then his own sister, who was a judge, is caught on audio making comments about her own brother. That's damning in itself. Your own family.
Well,
what I'm saying is that where, you know, it's so damning because of the fact that you don't dish your own family in public. You follow me? You really don't.
I don't think she realized she was being taped. But the most recent thing that happened, the lady who was helped with the inauguration, they ciphered money and then tried to put it all on her. And she had paperwork and everything showing that she was up and up. And so she just came out with a book called Melania and Me, because she could not believe that Melania turned her back on her and went with saying that she was the one that took the money. Because, you know, a lot of money was missing. That inauguration wasn't worth as much money as they raised.
Well, it wasn't as many people there as he claims, right? So that's just the way it goes.
Right, and it wasn't top rate at entertainment. It was something that you could go to sleep on. It wasn't like the previous administration that had an inauguration.
Now let me run this by you real quick. So, based on that, going back to the family, I don't know if you watched. Well, I'm pretty sure you did watch the highlights of the Republican convention, but that moment in time. Melania,
I watched it all.
Melania, she's something else now. Let me tell you something. Donald tried to grab her hand. She swept his hand away on the inauguration. She smiled in his face when he was talking to her, and then when he turned away, her face turned to stone. Now we watch the whole thing in front of the White House, and here comes Ivanka onto the stage, and Melania has a big ass smile on her face. And once Ivanka walks away, she went straight to stone. Did you catch that?
Yeah.
Because it was a
true
deal. You know, because it has been said that there's no love lost between those two. But
I told you, Michael, she walked out, her and Donald held hand in hand, walking down the, after they was on the balcony, waving to everybody like they were the king and queen. Then he walked down hand in hand down the stairs, and he sat her down, then he went on, got on. And then when she made her little political speech on the third day, she said, everybody know. No, she said that the first night, too. She said, everybody knows that my Donald. You know, that he speaks whatever's on his mind. Donald, she should have said, everybody know my husband has told over 20,000 lies since he's been in the White House.
Right.
Yeah. 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 I thought that night was, I had someone text me to say they had to turn from him because they didn't want PTSD? they said they was getting ready to have PTSD. I said, oh my gosh. Yeah. I had my popcorn, I had my candy bar, I had my little tea. I was ready.
I'm sorry that I hit the wrong button. But yeah, that was crazy. That was truly crazy. Because, as I said, one thing about Melania, she will give us some highlights and give us a little bit of information behind the scenes about this family. Her expressions tells a lot of stories, or tells some stories, right? So, wow, that was really deep. All right, so it's 7:39, and as I said, we don't have a two-hour broadcast this evening. I want to drop in a song so we can just take a little break, but let me do this real quick and let you all know.
Hey, this is Cheryl Cooley of the all-female band Climax, and you're listening to The Michael Gay Show. Yeah.
Thank you, Cheryl. Appreciate that. All right, so I want to do a quick music break, come back, and then I want to go into this whole thing about this money shortage. Okay, I mean, when we have this pandemic, the economy is dropping. You look at where Wall Street, one of the worst since, what was it? I think they said since July, the worst numbers since then. You've been following that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, I mean, they're forcing people, well, I won't say they're forcing. They're telling people in certain states, it's okay to go back to work. It's okay to do this, that, and the other. The president is attacking states that have Democratic governors, right? He's attacking them, which we know that.
Yeah.
But some of the states that have Republican governors are not being attacked. And guess what? Their numbers are even worse. Correct? All right. So
yeah, you're right.
Let me go ahead. Yeah. So let's take a music break. Here's AK King with Best Part of It. MGS. This is the Michael Gay Show with my co-host, Janet Davis. Now, I have to tell you guys, there's other co-hosts. In fact, Officer Crenshaw is busy today. And also, hold on, I got somebody talking in the background. Let me mute them for a moment until I open up their mic. As I was saying, Officer Crenshaw is busy today. And Denise L. Wilkerson, who's also a co-host, she's doing a performance live today in the Garden in New Jersey with her sisters, the legendary Ladies of Sky. So if you're in the New Jersey area, they're about to throw down. In fact, they're probably doing it right about now. And check them out. You know, I'm hoping to see some live stream. I'm hoping to see something soon. But you're listening to the TMGS with my co-host, Janet Davis. And then I have another individual who's going to say hello to us. And I believe that is Bernie, the B-Man Jones. What's up, B?
What's up, Michael Gay? Hey, Janet, it's good that you're here. How you doing?
I'm great, and how are you, Bernie?
I'm doing wonderfully well. Thank you for asking. And it's great to be back with the TMGS. I see Mike can't be stopped. We won't be stopped. We can't be stopped. Ain't nobody going to stop us now. What's up, everybody? What's up, Michael Day? Hey, man, you know what? I knew you could do it, bro. I knew you could do it. It was just some time. And, hey, I'm here. I'm going to be here. You know me and Janet were here from the beginning, and we're going to be here to the end. Right, Janet?
She got quiet on you.
I got you on mute. No, I keep putting you guys on mute. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Yep, I'll be glad when this COVID thing is over so we can all get together again.
Yeah, right. Me too.
And you know what? By you saying that, and that's how come I'm looking forward to getting the studio together, getting where we're going to start doing our live stream. You know, I'm very serious about this. It takes a little time, you know, to work these things out. You know, Bernie, you and also Crenshaw join me here at my crib. And we're going to work on a lot of things. We have more freedom to do things. And I want you guys to be involved. Now, I got a hand waving, 678-532. You're on the line.
Hello?
Yes, go right ahead.
Is this Mike?
Yes, it is. Is that Cynthia?
Okay, this is Cindy. I finally got
Cindy.
In. Oh, my word. I've been on the phone. I must have called 5 times, kept pushing numbers, kept pushing 1, and I'm like, okay, I can hear Mike, and I can hear Janet, but they can't hear me. I just want to say welcome back.
Thank you.
All right.
I have missed the show every Saturday. Even the grandkids are like, Mom, Grammy, what? You're not listening to Mike tonight. Yeah, I know. He's not on right now. Oh, Grammy's sad. Yeah, Grammy's sad. But I'm glad you're back, and I'm going to be here every week, even if it's just to listen, but I'm just so glad I made it through. Whew, whew.
Thank you.
All right.
I meant to see you before I left work today, Mike, but you were busy with a customer, so I really didn't want to interrupt, and I said to myself, well, I'll just have to wait until he gives me the go when he's ready to come on live. And I wish you all the luck. All of you.
All right. Thank you.
All the good luck, yes.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you. I mean,
we truly
appreciate your support and love. And Cindy, okay, you're from what, Boston, Massachusetts, right?
Yes, Massachusetts, yes.
Okay, so you guys hear that in her voice a little bit. She's got that massive type voice.
Yeah,
you got that. We don't
but
say
she's
our
one
home.
Of my coworkers, and I love her, and
yep.
I appreciate her. She's a great
love
supporter
too, Mike.
Of our show. Thank you so much, Cindy, and thanks for listening. And we look forward to you chiming in from time to time in the topics you have in the past. Keep listening. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. All right, so the time is now 7:49, and we got about 10 more minutes left on the show. Bernie, we were talking about the situations with, you know, the president thing, but I want to get in this topic real quick. I know some folks may not look at it as important, but what's happening with this coin shortage? What's happening when we're running out of pennies, nickels, and dimes? Does anybody have a clue?
You know what? That is so strange to me. I only thing that I can think of is they're not printing or they're not making any more coins. And
it could be like me, just throwing them in a jar. I probably got $200 worth of pennies.
Oh my goodness! That's what Janet got all the pennies. That's where the pennies. Janet got all the pennies.
I don't
don't use change. I just throw it in the jar.
But I really don't know.
But no. The thing is, it's not just pennies. It's nickels.
Yeah, it's coins.
More so pennies, and it's more so. You know what? The shortage is really more so on pennies and nickels. Now, if you think about it, it costs more money to make a penny than what a penny is worth. You do know that, right?
No. Mm-hmm. That may be.
You think about the process. Well, and you think about the metal and everything that's involved into making it.
Copper.
It's 1.79. I think it said 1.79 in order to make a penny. So I get that part of it. But when did this happen? Guess what? This year. After the Corona thing. Now, you've got to tie that into, well, I'm not going to say you've got to, but I would tie that into why it's happening. The coronavirus.
No, let me stop.
Say that again.
Under whose watch?
Well, we already know whose watch. We already know that. There's no. I don't have to say who you talking about.
No, you don't.
I know who's watch. But isn't it very ironic that this is happening now? And then look at what happens. And I'm just going to share this. We have about 8 minutes before we go. But look at the fact that under this watch and with this whole coin shortage that's going on. Which I'm glad that you brought that up. But companies are now taking advantage of the coin shortage by asking you to donate that change. Have you been to a store lately?
Have you
been to stores where they're short on change and whatever the change is, they'll say, or they'll have where they'll ask you, would you like to donate that 10 cents or that 11 cents to whatever, you know, charity? And people are doing it, which is a good thing. I'm glad of that, you know. But it kind of makes you wonder.
Pennies turn into dollars. And if I'm going to donate, I would personally donate. I would not just give something to somebody for them to do it when I can do it myself. You know,
right.
Because if so many people give a bunch of pennies, you might end up having about $1 million before it's all said and done.
That's true. You
look,
I had a
big thing. When I would come home, I would take all my change out. Now, my silver, I would put to the side. My pennies, I would put into this little jar that I had. And when we started running short on pennies, I took them into work. Because, you know, now they don't count them out one by one. They got it down to the tons of weight. They can set a jar of pennies, subtract the weight of the jar. They put the jar on there first, subtract the weight of the jar, and then put the pennies back in the jar, subtract it, and tell you exactly what the dollar amount those pennies are. That's what they got now. All right? Trust me. I've seen it. And I brought in some pennies. And they came back out. I said, here you go. I brought them a bag. And they were like, oh, thank you. They brought me out $8. I had $8 worth of pennies. That's a lot of damn pennies. You follow me?
That is. Mm-hmm.
That's what's so amazing. But the question is this, how did we get to the point of where we're running out of coins? I don't get it. Someone tried to explain it to me. I'm going to read up again on it. But, you know, where they stop printing as much. But you look at the cost, it is, as I said, it costs a penny almost and a half, if not more, to make a penny. I believe it is, Canada. Is it Canada who stopped using the 1 cent? Am I right? Isn't it Canada?
I'm not sure.
There are some countries who stopped using pennies. Or what's considered a because it's not worthwhile. I mean, you know, you're spending millions of dollars a year to produce a coin
that doesn't add up to its value. We'll have to go back on that again next week.
And then they do take things out of circulation, just like when they had the $2 bill. You very rarely see that, you know, because I guess they felt there was no need for it.
Yeah, you're definitely right. I don't see the $2 bill much. I think I've been thought that, oh, just a few times.
And they got rid of Indian hand pennies, and they got rid of the Buffalo nickel. They got, you know, so they do get rid of certain coins every now and then, and bring new ones out.
They got rid of the half a dollar,
Yeah,
56 cents. They got rid of that.
Yeah.
And you see very few silver dollars now too. You know,
That's right.
The silver dollars. So. Yeah, and a lot of people, like Janet said in the beginning, and you, Mike, you know, people just think about the millions of people that come home and throw their change in a jar or throw it in, you know, just throw it somewhere. And all those coins are stacked up somewhere throughout the country, you know.
That's true. Yeah, because I had a friend of mine that had a, you know, I'm sure you guys know somebody who had a 5-gallon water jug, right? I know everybody knows somebody that had one of those. I had a friend of mine that had 3 of them. And I was like, damn, she had 3 of them. Shocked the hell out of me. I'm like, do you have any idea how much money is in there? She said, nope. She said, but one day I'll find out. She had 3 and was working on the 4th one. I'm like, okay. You know,
the only time I go back to my jars is when I'm pulling out the quarters and the nickels and dimes, and sometimes I might end up spending about $30 when I'm running short. And so then I go to the bank where they got the machine. You dump the coins in, and it automatically gives you the dollars back. You know,
right.
But then it's a vicious cycle. It starts all over again of me collecting.
Those machines rip you off.
That's what I've been told. Hey, look, you guys, we only got 2 minutes. Wow, time flies. And you know what? I'm so thankful. I appreciate you, Jenna. I appreciate you, Bernie B-Man Jones. I got 90 seconds. She just told me.
I would have been in for the whole time, but I'm working.
No problem.
On it all
right, but I gotta let us run. And next Saturday, we're going to be back live again. We have a possible special guest. I'm not going to make no promises, but we're going to do that. But hey, you guys, you've been listening to the TMGS, the Michael Gay Show, with your hosts, Michael Gay, Bernie B. Man Jones, Janet Davis, the lady of the house. And next week, we're looking at coming back with a much bigger, greater, better show. We're glad to be back here on the Blog Talk Radio Network, you know.
Yeah.
Promise you guys we're going to return, and here we are. Hey, real quick, make sure you check out Makisha Bess. She's going to be on the other network. I'm always going to support my baby sister. I love her and support her regardless. All right? Check her out on another network. And we got to get out of here. We got 1 minute. Hey, Janet, thank you so much. Bernie, thank you so much. And
my
next
pleasure.
Week.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, look, as I said, one of our co-hosts, which is Denise L. Wilkerson of The Ladies of Sky, is performing tonight. So we're going to go out with one of their hits, Show Me the Way to Go. So let's go on out of here. Good night, y'all. God bless you. Peace. Well, that's it for today.